Hi, I am Dr. Jacob Larson, and thank you for tuning into my channel. On this channel, we try to make education and technology simpler for you, teachers. So in this video, I want to talk about something that maybe we don't talk about a lot, but especially with how big of a deal social media and the internet and content creation is in our society today. I want to talk about it, and that is teachers as creators. Okay? Now, when we think of the term creator, we may think of someone who does something creative, and this could be any subject and any field. Dr. Ken Robinson talks a lot about this. He's amazing. Talks about how a lot of schools have taken the creativity out of it, and they've kind of messed things up. We need to put it back in. We need to recognize and embrace our students' creativity. That's super important. That's not exactly what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is this new use of the term creative or creator in the someone who makes content basically for the internet, right? Now, most teachers aren't making content for the internet. They just are making tons of content for their students, right? No matter what subject you teach, no matter what age group you work with, whether you are working in a preschool, kindergarten, middle school, junior high, high school, or you're working at a college level, you are making content for your students. You're making lesson plans. You're creating worksheets and other documents and content and creating stuff that is a product that is one and done, right? The bell rings, kids show up in the room, or, you know, day starts and they're already there. You've prepared something that lasts a design duration, maybe an entire class period, maybe a given period of your day. And when it's over, it's over. And if a student missed it, they missed it. And you have to reproduce that content that you created. If a student didn't get it, you know, as we try to differentiate and customize and adapt to our students, maybe we have to reteach it a different way or explain it again after we've tried to identify what's wrong. But that product that we created, it's gone in the ether. It disappeared because it was a face-to-face product created for that moment in that space. As a teacher, that's the expectation, right? We're expected to, you know, show up and do that multiple times a day, every day that we're teaching, that we're in the classroom with our students face to face. And honestly, it works. It's a great way to do it, but it has become so much easier because of the internet, because of easily accessible technology, that we can kind of lock that content that we've made in as a product that can be reproduced and scaled through social media, through YouTube, through videos you simply play for your students in your classroom, or you post to Google Classroom or a learning management system or something like that. It's not necessary to reproduce the same kind of stuff over and over and over again. And this is kind of a new concept for teachers, right? That this has always been the expectation. If student missed, you're gonna have to find some way to make it up later, or student didn't get it, you're gonna have to back it up. If a student asks a question like, oh, I didn't get it, maybe you repeat yourself. But it's become so easy through technology that we can simply lock in a lesson as a product, and that product can be played again through, say, a video. It could be a podcast. It could be a live stream. The kind of product is almost endless now. It's just a matter of planning for it, having a utility, and finding the right way to do it. So on this channel, I want to encourage you as teachers to, if this is something you're interested in, take advantage of this technology. I'm going to help you to understand it so that you can lock in that stuff that you're really good at explaining and make it a product that can be scaled, that can be shared, that can be used over and over and over again, and maybe free you up or extend your reach so that it can be helpful in a lot of other ways. Let me give you some personal experience. I teach online classes, and one of the reasons why I started a YouTube channel was so that my students could actually see my face. They could actually hear my voice. They can see the mannerisms of their teacher, whereas all they would see are some words, either that I wrote on the screen or words through a discussion forum or an email, and that's it. You know, maybe a profile picture that I post of me smiling. And that is the end of the interaction that they have with me. But if I record what I do, I'm scalable. And they can interact with me asynchronously. I don't have to be there. I could be asleep. And they could still be interacting with me because technology and the internet makes this possible. It makes it accessible and even easy to do. Now, if you're a face-to-face teacher and you're like, oh, this is no use for me, maybe there is still a use for you to do it. I don't know what the current statistics are, but they are growing exponentially. So many of our students have access to a phone, a tablet, or an internet-connected device of some kind, either with them at all times or at home. If we simply take some time, maybe during a prep or after school or whatever, record a lesson, they can access it whenever they need to. Maybe when they go home to do homework and their parents are like, I don't know how to explain how to do this, they can go check out your channel or your whatever, where they can access that explanation again. They can pause you, back you up, make you say it again without the embarrassment of saying, teacher, can you do this again? Because we know our students may be embarrassed, and even though we need them to advocate for themselves, the ones who need it the most might be the most afraid. Then there's the teacher who really is interested in growing an audience online through Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or some other platform, LinkedIn. Maybe you're one of those people that you're like, you know, I've seen other people do it. I've kind of been interested in it. I think I might want to do that. I think I could. You absolutely can. One of the top reasons why people go to YouTube is for information. They famously say top search engine in the world is YouTube. Is Google. The second is YouTube. People go there to find stuff, not just to watch prank videos or to be entertained. They want information. Maybe that's how you found this video. And you can do that. It's not that difficult if you have the interest and you're willing to learn. On this channel, I want to encourage you to do that. I want to take education. I want to take technology. I want to help simplify them so they're not as intimidating. And if that means creating your own content that you can share either with people you know or people you're going to know, I want to help you learn how to do that. So why listen to me? Well, I have a background in media production. In fact, I when I'm not in the classroom, I help run a small media production company with my best friend. We make videos, we make documentaries, we're filmmakers. And we do videos like this because we care about making a product of what we do best, which is teach. So I hope that this video is helpful, maybe even inspiring to you to go out and do something. And in future videos, I'm going to talk about how to do this. If you're interested in that, talk to me in the comments. What have you made in terms of content for your students? What's worked for you? Where have you struggled? On this channel, I'm going to talk about all the technical things. I'm going to talk about how to make the video, how to make the podcast, how to use social media, how to share this stuff, how to get it out there, how to use a learning management system, all the stuff so that you, who have all this information, this talent inside you, can learn how to share it in a way that's going to work for you. So I hope that's helpful. If this is something that is helpful for you, please consider subscribing to this channel. If you think this video would be helpful for someone that you know, please share it with them. And if you want to signal to the world that you liked it, please like it. Thank you so much for watching this video. I can't wait to talk to you about this in the forum below. And as always, I'm Dr. Jacob Lauritsen. Thank you for checking out my channel. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.